Halloween is my favorite holiday. I know most people don't really get my obsession with all things spooky, but I love everything about this awesome time of year. I love the decorations, the annual events, horror movies on TV, personalized pumpkins, and finding the scariest costume of all. But it's not just the awesomeness of the holiday that I love. It's the coziness of the season. The romance of that first wood fire, hot cider with good friends, hiking through groves of aspens dressed in fall colors, and the scent of snow just around the corner. I'm thinking witch. My best friend, Ellie Davis, held up a mask with a huge wart on the nose. She'd been sort of down all week, so I was happy to see her enthusiasm for the pre-holiday shopping trip. I frowned. Weren't you a witch last year?
And the 10 years before that,
the third member of our triad, Levi Denton, added. Ellie shrugged. It's what I do. Every year, witch. Doesn't that seem a little boring? I wondered. I think the word you're searching for is consistent. Ellie smiled.
Come on, Elle. You need to make a little effort for the 10th annual Zoe Donovan Halloween Spooktacular.
Levi persuaded. Technically, we missed last year, so this is only the 9th annual Spooktacular. Ellie pointed out. Ellie was right. Normally, I have a party every year, but last year my plans were interrupted by the discovery of a dead football coach in the basement of a real haunted house. The same haunted house, I hate to say, that the Ashton Falls Events Committee voted to use as a venue for this year's Haunted Hamlet.
Okay, then don't you want to make more of an effort for the 9th annual Spooktacular?
Levi corrected himself. Fine, Ellie sighed.
How about this?
Levi held up a cat costume that was little more than a black unitard with ears and a tail.
In your dreams?
Ellie laughed. I'm pretty sure that outfit will leave nothing to the imagination. And personally, I like to maintain just a bit of mystery.
Come on, it's an awesome costume.
Levi insisted. Then you wear it. Ellie grinned as she poked her index finger into his chest.
It would show off my boyish figure,
Levi teased as he jokingly held it up in front of his sculpted frame.
I have to admit I'm looking quite svelte since I've been putting in extra time at the gym so that I can keep up with Darla.
Oh, please. Ellie rolled her eyes. I knew that Levi's new girlfriend was a sore subject with the woman who had suffered the agony of falling in love with a man she would never have. Have you seen where they keep the pus? I asked, in an attempt to change the subject and break the tension.
Pus? Really?
Ellie put her hands on her hips in disgust.
This is the first big party you and Zach have thrown as a couple. Don't you think you should go for something other than oozing wounds and external entrails?
It's Halloween, I pointed out. Zach will expect pus.
Personally, I'm thinking I'll woo the crowd with my gentleman pirate imitation.
Levi offered as he plopped a pirate hat on his head. After taking a look at Levi, I realized that with his dark wavy hair grown out, he had the looks to pull it off.
Would you perchance care to be my lady?
He asked Ellie. What about your actual lady? Ellie responded.
A pirate can never have too many ladies.
Levi wiggled his eyebrows. Oh, please. Ellie repeated, picking up a plastic parrot and plopping it on Levi's shoulder. I was going to be a zombie, I offered, but they seem so passé.
If you get the zombie outfit, you can get twice the bang for your buck and use it for the zombie run,
Levi pointed out. True! I was so busy with the murder investigation last year that I didn't even dress up for the zombie run. This year, I plan to be corpse-free so I can enjoy all the Walking Dead fun.
Did the guys I sent over from the football team get squared away?
Levi asked. Yeah, they're going to be great. Thanks for rounding them up. Every year, as part of the Haunted Hamlet, the town of Ashton Falls sponsors a zombie run in which participants attempt to complete a 5-mile course with volunteers dressed as zombies chasing them. The zombies, who are often members of the high school football team Levi coaches, try to kill the runners by capturing their flags before they cross the finish line. Usually only a handful of runners complete the course alive, but fun is had by all.